cliffcentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It's a Friday. It's February. It's the Casper Radio Show on cliffcentral.com, presented by Casper De Vries and no one else. Say it, girl. Ah oui. Hallo mense. Dis ek. Ja, Casper op die Casper Radio Show. Op die oomblik is hier niemand in die studio nie. Ons is veronderstel om 'n vol studio te hê. Niemand is hier nie. It's like just listen, listen. Niemand. Maar hoop hulle kom hulle. Anders is dit net ek en jy. Onthou jy kan van my WhatsApp by 079 sit dit in jou fucking foon. Sit dit onder WhatsApp Klip Central. 079 784 2090. 079 784 2090. En dan sal ek hierso sien op my computertjie as daar 'n boodskapie is en dan sal ek hom lees. En ek is seker van ons is nog op WeChat ook. Ja, hier is die computerskreen ook op WeChat. So, gesels met my veral vandag waar ek absoluut niemand het om mee te gesels nie. Onthou nou, vanaand is ek by Mardi Gras Theater. Dis altyd lekker van so 'n show, want jy kan jou eie produksies pand. So, tonight I am at the Mardi Gras Theater at Carnival City and tomorrow night. Okay? And I hope to see you there. It's with my show Alive. It's me and my dogs and my mother. No, not my mother, but nearly my mother. And all the characters are there. Hanu Geldeblom, Patience Candida April, Giselle Serfontein, Hanu Geldeblom,
when Kelly Marie, Plexi Gutsui,
and Montel. Ja, ek het het gesê. Montel. En dan Casper. So, dit gaan van wees en dan volgende week is ek nie hier. Ek is nie hier nie, want dan is ek weg by Port Elizabeth. And Port Elizabeth, if you did not know, we got extra shows slotted in. And they will be on the Friday night. And the Thursday sold out, so come on the Friday then, Port Elizabeth. Please, it'll be so great. And then I will have a show with like highlights of the past couple of years on Friday. I have already recorded it. It's already done and dusted and waiting for next week. Where's that poo 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 fro? Oh, I'm joined by my lovely fiance Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Casper.
Are you well?
I'm well, and you?
Oh, it's great to see you. It's some life.
Yes.
In my strange silent booth.
Oh, yo.
There's no one here.
So, but I'm here. You don't have to stress yourself.
Okay.
Chillax.
I'm chillaxing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was for you the last week the most important news or interesting news?
You know, the news, they've been flying a lot. Pastor, they've been doing the funny stuff.
Yeah.
And now there's this thing of the Noah, the rain.
Yeah. What is this?
You know, it's the first time I heard something like Dineo. Dineo is something like a gift, huh?
Yeah.
And now they call the rain Dineo.
But it's not the rain only, it's that
it's
wind.
It's like wind.
What is it? Is it a cyclone? Is it wind? Is it the typhoon? What the flip is it?
It's like a strong wind with the rain at the same time that taking people.
Yeah.
Yes, you must be careful. So at Limpopo.
But where? Limpopo. I'm not going there.
You don't have to go to Limpopo. They want the children. They didn't go to school, the whole Limpopo today. Because of this Dineo thing. They're indoors. Yes.
Oh.
But even here, outside, I'm so scared. I don't know. Do we have to trust that Dineo's not going to cross the border and come here?
You never know. And if you have an umbrella for the rain, it will swoop you up.
You can't.
You will be like Mary Poppins flying in the air.
In other words, even airplane can't fly this week.
No.
No.
No, 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 no. It's going to be like twisted and dear Makar and you can't.
So what do we have to do? Because I have to fly to go to overseas this week to see my bae.
Oh.
Yes.
You got to just wait a bit now.
No, I can't wait. In other words, I have to do my magic.
Do the magic. I love magic.
You know what I will do? Mm-hmm. I'll take a broomstick and fly like a witchcraft.
Like a witchcraft.
Yes.
Not an aircraft, but a witchcraft. I like that.
Yes.
If there's room on your broom, please.
Uh-huh. Must I lift you?
Can I buy a ticket? Business class,
no,
please.
We don't use tickets.
What do you use?
You know, you just use a magic. That's the thing that we do, black people.
I forget, you know, because I think like normal, but you must think magic.
No. And you, what are you doing this weekend?
I just said, Jane, but you didn't, no, you weren't here. I'm doing shows.
Oh, you're doing shows.
Yeah,
I'm
at
so
Carnival
sorry.
City. No, you don't have to be sorry. I enjoy it.
Yes, because I was not here when you started your show, you remember?
Yeah, it's okay. You heard me calling because I was calling here. Please, someone, can someone join me?
And then, came and fetched me. She dragged me, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, because I can't refuse for Kasper.
No, you can't refuse for me.
It's your number. Yeah, oh
but
my
you,
God.
But you've been on the show a couple of times, so I mean, you are like a regular. But every time we start the Casper Radio Show, Jane, you disappear. It's like you don't want to be here.
You know, these days, I'm like, I don't know, I'm disappear.
No.
I think maybe I'm like a fly. I just fly all the time. Yes, that's the problem.
Oh,
with
is that
me.
What you. You see, you're offline when we're doing the show.
So you must tell Simpue to.
To what?
To check if I'm still around or what. Because all the
time. Okay, I'll tell her. I'll tell her. She's here.
She's here, right here. She's smiling. Look at her smile.
She's smiling.
She too have a nice smile. I didn't realize that.
Doesn't she want to talk?
I think she want to. Look at her. She just shake her head.
Simpue?
Ah, oh, she too have a nice
smile. What are you doing here?
Look at her. What are you doing, girl?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good are you?
Fine. Listen to that sweet little
thing.
Huggable voice, eh?
Yeah. That smile. Should you have a nice smile?
Simpue, Jane, and Casper. I think this is the new show now.
Yeah. We're not going to do that here.
No poo-poos.
Let's come with another thing, Simpue, please. Not poo-poo-poo-poo. Another nice thing. Casper thing. Casper.
And Jane.
Casper Radio Show and Simpiwe.
Simpiwe is here. And Jane in the clear.
Yes.
She landed on a broomstick.
I'm always flying. Like a fly.
Like a fly. Like a fly.
Like a fly.
Like a fly.
Ooh. Ooh. Our guest is here.
Yeah.
You know, first time when I saw this guy, I didn't realize that he's so tall, eh?
But he is tall. He's so bigger than a building. What
he's
is his
bigger
name,
than a big,
though? Do you know his name?
He's slow. He's so guala or what?
guava.
Guava.
Are you Luiso guava.
Luiso guavavani. Oh, eh. Not guavavani.
Gola.
Gola. Guavaba. Luiso guavaba.
Guavaba. Oh.
Luiso guavaba.
That's it. Do yes. you watch him?
A lot. I like him. First time when I saw him, I was like, oh, this guy is so tall.
Mm.
He's so tall like a magic. And look at him. He's here. Luiso Gwala. Welcome.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, thank you for being early.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because no one is here, as you can see.
What? Okay, I don't mind that. What is that? What, you guys are here. What does that mean?
No, they're not part of the show. We were just sitting here thinking, what the hell are we going to do? Because my team isn't here. My guest only comes at 12. So we were talking all kinds of cuck. And then you arrived by, what's that wind's name? Dinizio.
Actually, we've been talking about Dinao.
Dinao.
Did you hear about Dinao?
The wind.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah.
Can you explain something a little bit about Dinao, wind, rain and everything at the same time? Do you know anything about that?
It's just a cyclone, man. It's not that.
Oh, cyclone. We were looking for the word.
Oh.
We were going from typhoon it's a cyclone.
I don't know what that even means, but that's
it
what
is. Well, it's a clone that sighs a lot. You know, that's a cyclone. Or it is a psycho.
Hey.
A psycho clone, maybe.
So, do you think that Dinao is going to be here in next 2 weeks or
They're
tomorrow?
I'm so worried
or today?
About Dinao.
Dinao is be worried.
It's there.
Where? Because
it's
I had.
In Mozambique.
Mozambique.
Because they said Limpopo, Limpumalanga, we must like.
Limpopo.
No, yeah, if we'll evacuate if it's. But.
Do we have to prepare ourselves?
Every now and then I see birds when they fly, they bring out a GPS map because they've been blown away by the cyclone. And then they just adjust and droop, they fly on. So it's not that bad.
No, it's okay. You'll be fine.
Okay.
It's bad in Mozambique, but it's not going to reach
you. You know,
it,
I'm
I
just
think.
Imagine
I
the way you are so tall. If the wind just come, will just blow you like.
Yeah, it would. It, he would
I'm
suffer
short.
More.
You talk like you're talking to a child.
You see,
it's like
Luiso Gwala that I know. Welcome in the building.
You talk with sound effects, but like you actually use it as an adjective. Ooh, and then the car went.
Oh,
but, high five, Luiso. I like
let
that.
Me tell you, let me tell you. I just saw a footage from a car. I don't know if it was Mozambique or here, where the guy didn't get out, and then he went down.
He went down like he was like.
Did you see that?
I saw
the
that.
White car.
Lucas showed me the footage.
Yeah, Lucas showed me
the
as well.
Guy?
Yeah.
It was like in the rain, and then it was like there was a crack in the road, and he was like opening up his door and said, "Oh, closing the door," and then the water took him.
Yeah.
In the cracks, underneath the road. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, yeah. That's not good, eh?
That's what cyclones do. I'm going to take a car.
Yeah.
I'm going to take another
life. They take, And they come from nowhere, and then they take, and then they disappear. That's why the Americans know them well. Mm. We don't know them that well.
We don't know, like, especially here in South Africa, we didn't have
something
like
that. What's
that
wind? Afrikaans says warrelwind. What is that?
Whirlwind.
A whirlwind.
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 Yay!
That is the wind that we know.
Yes.
We lead, also our guest leads, a whirlwind existence.
Yes.
What?
You do, because you're all over the place.
And he's doing like a fantastic job. I like him, eh? I like
funny.
Him. He's so funny. He make me laugh all the time.
Thank you.
Even now, he just started to do that. You talk like you have. Okay, I'm going to leave you to. I'm scared for this man.
No, don't be.
Don't.
Stand your woman.
Don't you think it's not going to like.
Are you pregnant?
I'm gaining weight, actually. It's like.
No more beer for you.
Oh, Jane, when? When is it coming?
When, I don't know.
Luiso, is this pregnant or gaining weight?
It's too much beer icing.
I think it's too much icing.
No, you're pregnant.
You know, when you raise, like, when the icing just raised, like, what's called those things that
yeast.
They make? Yeast. Yeah.
Yeast.
I eat yeast.
Yeast.
I'm a guinea, fed cook.
Yes.
I eat yeast.
Yeast.
It just blow like.
Ma'am, there's a Y there. Yeast.
Yeah. You get the north, the west, and the
not
east.
East. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you're not pregnant?
No, I ate what?
Yeast.
Yes.
Yeast.
Oh. Yes. Yeah.
So I'm sorry then for saying that you're pregnant. Because I look pregnant too.
You look pregnant too?
I know. I've got a twin.
Oh, me. I think maybe it's yeast and triplets. What do you call that? And Mbamba and everything. What we used to do when we make Mbamba, we use yeast. Fritz Cook, Magwinya, we use yeast. And what else?
I don't know. I've never made a Magwinya.
But you know,
I can tell you that you don't use yeast. Yeast is if you are trying to get to Magwinya.
Yes.
As in
like
directions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you know some interesting fact? In Spain, a 64-year-old woman gave birth to twins.
I heard that.
You heard that?
And she was so strong. I saw that on TV.
What is happening to the world? 64. Aren't you supposed to be on pension?
Uh-huh. You still doing?
So they put the babies inside her.
Can Loiso explain something? In 64-year-old, are you still doing the funny thing?
What's the funny thing?
What's that they make children? What do we call them?
That one.
Yeah. In this age, 64 years.
Sex.
Yeah. Do we still doing those things?
I'm not 64. I don't know. I don't know. I don't. At 64, I don't think I'm going to be.
So how she became pregnant? Actually.
Should I put
the
it?
The same way Mary gave birth to Jesus.
God penetrated God her.
Oh, you think this 64-year-old somebody just...
No, they put in cells.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. I don't believe in those things. She's still having sex. That's the thing.
Yeah. No, this it's divine.
What is the fact of the story?
That she's a slut. That's what you're trying to say, Jane.
Yebo. Mm. Yes.
Well, they said they put it inside her with a inspiration. What do you call this thing?
Injection.
Thank you. I don't know. My English is not good today.
Okay, my English is not good either.
Okay, good.
Me, I'm Betty. Actually,
with noises.
I was not born speaking English. I was born speaking Spedians, Changan. Yeah.
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 And I like that.
Yeah.
And I think you should now talk. Oh, what's that last thing you said? Chakanga.
Sivenda.
I think you should talk Sivenda a bit.
Ooh, yeah, we must do that now.
Okay, so I can talk and you will translate into Sivenda for me?
So, okay.
We had a news conference by Donald Trump yesterday.
Donald Trump.
He seems to be more mad than we thought. Let us pray to our God that this man would never come here.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Which language are you speaking?
You speaking Savannah.
I'm speaking Venda.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And Loiso, which one?
Yes, yeah, speak Xhosa, man.
He's Xhosa.
Oh, hi.
Xhosa.
Yeah.
Okay, teach me the click, please.
No, it's...
So where do I put my tongue?
I don't know.
Koza. You don't know.
Just say Xhosa.
Xhosa.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
Xhosa.
Or doesn't he care?
He doesn't.
We want to learn, sir. We are.
I don't think
Africans.
I'm the one who's going to teach you.
Kaspar is an African man, actually. You speak Africans.
Me, I.
You prat.
Ek prat Afrikaans, maar ook Engels.
I think you have to teach me Afrikaans.
I will.
Yes.
A very nice thing is when you meet someone, you say, fok yo. That means like, hello.
I was thought maybe insulting me.
No.
Fuck you all.
Fuck you all.
Fuck you all. I was thought you say fuck you.
Yeah. No. That's fuck you all. That's hello, everyone.
Fuck you all.
Huh? Yeah.
Fuck you all.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can I try? Fuck you all.
Fuck you all.
Fuck you all.
Fuck yella.
Oh, fuck yella. Oh, I didn't go.
I love this. We haven't even played his stings. Let's play his stings. Our special guest is... No. Our...
Special!
Oh, that was very soft. Let me do it again.
Your levels. Check your levels.
Our
extra
better levels.
Special!
Guest is Loizo.
Loyi.
Loyi.
Jesus.
Can you pronounce very well, Casper, please?
Yeah. Loyi.
Loyi.
Lo.
E.
E. And then so.
No, it's the way it's spelt there, man.
So.
Loizo.
Yeah.
Loizo.
And he's got a brother, Lazola.
Yeah.
So that's very confusing.
Lazola.
What is the O and the A? Isn't that supposed to be female and A? No.
No.
But where do you get that?
But because you get like in Spain, Pedro and Petra. In Afrikaans, you get Yani Sani.
Oh.
And now you get Loizo and Loiza.
Please don't say Loizo.
What must I say?
Loizo.
Loizo.
But that's what I think I'm saying.
No, you say Loizo.
And I must say?
Loizo.
Loizo. Loizo.
Yeah.
Loizo. Loizo. Okay, everyone at home. Loizo.
Loizo.
No, no, you said I mustn't say that. Loizo.
I said you mustn't say Loizo.
Yes, it's difficult. It's so difficult. And I'm trying my best.
Try so hard.
Loizo.
Loizo.
Is that right? Loizo.
Guala.
Guala. Guala. Guala. Guala? Guala, man.
Listen, what? Guala.
He's not even talking to us anymore.
Extra special!
Yes. Loizo Guala.
Loizo Guala. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my
name. Yes.
Yes. Yes. You did it very well. Than me, actually.
That's crazy. This is crazy.
Yeah. This is, eh?
This is mad.
Yeah. And we are on the top of the charts here.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
What does that mean? What does top that of mean, the charts?
That means that we are listened to by a lot of people across the world.
Yes.
Listening to you now. And which is good because he travels the world.
Geez.
Don't know, you want to put on your earpieces?
Oh, yeah. I can hear you, though.
Yeah, but you can hear yourself, though, because I think you will change the way
tone?
You... No, I'll just put it
especially
on.
Especially when he's playing the music, I can hear the music very well.
Okay, well, it is...
Oh, yeah, you sound louder.
Yeah.
Understand now.
Understand now. Yeah, you see?
You sound like you're right next to me.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So.
Amen.
You are right next to me.
I am. And it is a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you.
We are actually supposed to talk about your participation in a comedy festival in March in Cape Town. Am I right?
Yes, called the Big Five Comedy
Festival. So let's get that out of the way.
On the fourth.
People are going to rock up on the third now. But he said so on the Casper Radio Show, one of the top shows of CliffCentral.com.
I'll tell you, man.
Okay.
On the...
Loizo, Loizo, Loizo.
Don't you think you should bring him coffee or something? Because he looks irritated.
I'm not. I'm just confused.
Okay, that's okay.
Can
I get you coffee or water?
Yeah. On the 4th of March.
Good. On the 4th, we will march to Cape Town.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the show?
It's called the Big Five Comedy Show.
The Big Five. And what are you? Are you the giraffe?
I'm the giraffe. I'm the giraffe. Is the giraffe part of the Big Five?
I don't know. No, I think it's Big Seven. No, what's the Big Five? Elephant, lion, buffalo, cheetah.
And...
cow.
And Beriranga.
Beriranga?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, but...
But the show has got me.
Yeah, who?
Kagiso Lediga.
You know him very well.
Yeah, Barry Hilton. Joe Razdin. And Stuart Taylor.
Is Barry going to stay at the Hilton? hello!
Oh, my man is here. How are you, darling?
And the she, they should have been here at 11.
Oh, really?
That's why it's confusing today.
Hey, how are you?
It's Simba. Simba's around.
Simba. Okay.
Talking about the Big Five.
Me, I'm giving you Simba.
Okay, now say those names again. Hello, Simba.
Hello, Casper. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm glad to see you. No, Jane, you can't just walk away. We have to say goodbye to you. But let's talk to Luisa about the Big Five. Now, what is the Big Five, Simba? It's the lion, the elephant, the buffalo.
Giraffe, actually.
Did you say elephant?
No.
Leopard.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you so much. Okay, so you're the leopard.
I think you're the leopard.
And it is Kagiso.
Barry Hilton, who's staying at the Hilton.
Hilton. Joey Rasdin.
Joey Rasdin, Stuart Taylor, and myself.
I don't know Stuart Taylor. The rest I know. Who's Stuart Taylor? Is he a Cape Town guy or?
He's a Cape Town comic. I've known for a very funny guy.
What kind of humor?
What kind of humor
does he do?
Funny humor.
Yeah,
that is pretty much the best humor you can get.
I know.
Funny humor.
But is it like a play of words or is he filthy, vulgar?
No, he's a family guy.
Oh.
He's a family comic.
Not my kind of comedy then.
What kind of comedy do you like?
No. I would like family comedy. No, but my comedy that I do is a bit filthy.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I can't help it. Simba, have you got any questions for our special guest?
No, he says no, but...
But you have?
I think so.
Are you a fan of this?
Am I allowed to speak? I mean,
you are, actually.
Even if you're late, you're allowed to speak. Are you a fan of this man?
A big fan. I'm such a fan, I bought his late night news.
Oh,
DVDs, yes, all of them.
Oh, jeez, okay, that's dope.
So, you know, I just thought maybe you could return the
favor. That was pointless because I get no money from that.
Shit.
I'm joking.
Yeah, I know you do get something, but I mean, you could get me some data now or something, you know, for helping out, you know.
So you got, how many DVDs have you got out there? You don't know a lot, eh?
He's got a lot.
I'm trying to, 1, 2, 3, 4. Four comedy specials.
All on DVD?
One of them is on digital, on Vimeo.
Okay. And this thing he's talking about, the late night show, is that also...
There was also DVD releases, but that's not like... It wasn't really my releases. It was the ETV kind of made that.
But your face was on it, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they're telling you with your face, you see?
Yeah, that. Well, that's why I don't do the show anymore, because the...
Are they still doing it?
No. The show can't really survive too much on DVD. The DVD sales have declined, but over and above that, it's a current affairs show, so it has to be consumed in the next 3 days.
Yeah,
either because news develop and it's not relevant, so it doesn't exist well on DVD.
Okay,
yeah.
You understand that,
Jane? Yeah, I understand now.
Okay, cool.
But you were nominated a couple of times. What are you talking about?
What did you say?
The baby?
Does the baby understand?
I was thought maybe you say East or what? Is it East?
No, let's not forget about the East.
There is a miss. We are just off balance with our conversation. Yes. I don't know what's going on.
I think the word you're looking for is incoherent.
Yeah, but is it the baby or is it fat?
And it's just kicking now.
But Jane, I insulted you. I said congratulations. And you said, no, you're not pregnant. It's fat. It's yeast.
It's Loisa.
Oh, the baby really is kicking.
Really?
Holy shit. Yeah.
Really?
That was so crazy.
Yeah.
Oh! Somebody, you're the father.
He done this twice, actually.
I've never experienced that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because it's a thing.
It's not the East. It's a normal person.
Not yeast.
It's a full-blown, baby in there.
Yes.
So it's true. Ach, Jane.
Yes.
What do we sing to pregnant women?
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
You're off tune.
I hear the baby, Lord.
Kumbaya.
Kick, 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 kick. By your bow. I'm speaking in languages.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah. Jane Ka.
But Loisa was not singing. He's the one who started the song, but now he's not singing.
Yeah, you wanted to sing.
No, I didn't want to sing. You just asked me what song do you sing to babies,
and
I said Kumbaya.
But the one who's supposed to come with the song.
I did come with the song. That doesn't mean I gotta sing the song if I come with the song.
You have to sing. That's for radio.
Okay, we're on the Casper Radio Show. If you have not realized this yet, it is not the official FM to the mental institution. That is coming. One day when I will be living in the mental institution, I will be having my own radio show there as well. We have been joined by Simba, who has, like, crept in.
Yeah, but I told you I'll be late. There was a roadblock.
And did they catch you?
Always. I always get stopped.
Why? Huh? Is it because you...
I'm a white guy in a, driving a certain car. Then I have to. Then they get shocked when I'm like...
I think maybe it's driving Vrupa. You know when you're driving Vrupa when you're a white guy like him? They just stop you like, hey, boy, where did you get a man to buy Vrupa?
It's not that, but... Then there's a whole conversation of, are you black, are you white? And then, you know,
really? Still, today? But they still do it?
Yeah.
And who are they who have the conversations with you? The cops?
Yeah, usually. I usually do that so they don't
look at... That would be the person who's at the roadblock, right?
Yes.
It would be weird if they stopped you and then you started having conversations with other people who got stopped.
maybe they're interested that they come over and then all of a sudden there's a whole little discussion there.
There was a very attractive lady in a Mercedes Benz.
But you're married and you've got two children.
I said there was a... I didn't say I touched her. I didn't ask for... I just said there was and she was using
her... It was an acknowledgement of a human being.
Yes, and she was using her body parts to get out of it.
Really?
The way you said it, it's like she took off her breast and put him on the counter.
Basically, they were like 1 centimeter from coming out the bra. Like she was like, oh, I didn't know that. You know, I'm basically actioning the breast. Like I didn't know that the disc was expired. I'm like,
everybody knows the disc is expired because you have to renew the disc every year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, the guy was just like,
like, I'm gonna have to write you a ticket anyway.
Yeah, so I found that unfair.
Man.
It's called female privilege.
Hey, dude.
Yeah. But how's it going with your baby boy? Because he was like a giant.
Still a giant.
Still.
Jeez, like his father, actually.
It's bad, Casper. Like, you try to get some you know, quality time.
Yeah.
But it's like he can smell
with
it.
Mona.
Yeah, it's like he can smell it. Then Mona. He wakes up and he starts screaming like, fucking like the devil's in his cot. Hey, man, I'm just trying to get some, you know. I ask him, how do you think you got here? like, dude,
please.
You're the product of one hell of a night, but it's not allowing me to repeat that shit. I think he wants to stay the only, you know, the baby.
But somebody, you think you're gonna get more?
No, I don't want more. If I have any out there, officially, they're not mine.
Out where?
You know,
in other words, you've been cheating.
No,
Simba.
You know, women keep secrets. A kid will come 16 years later and be like,
"You've been having unprotected sex."
Hey, you know what? It's not even about that. Do you know
what you said?
No,
hey, don't involve me.
No, I'm going to get technical.
Wait. I was thinking it, but I didn't ask the question. You know why? Because I didn't want to have the conversation. Now you're dragging me into the conversation.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
You know what? It's not about unprotected sex. It's about conniving smart women out there.
Oh.
You have sex. As a gentleman, I advise you burn the condom in front of your eyes. Uh-huh. Ever heard of turkey basting?
What are you talking about?
You know a turkey? When they stuff it up with the stuffing, right?
Yeah.
There's that tool.
Yeah, and that tool can't be in a plastic wrapper.
Mm.
So they will quickly, right, in the condom with your residue and insert.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying unprotected. That's how guys get babies and they don't know.
But there was a woman in Spain. Pregnant. They put a turkey thing in a vagina and she got twins.
Exactly. That's why they do it.
She's 64.
It's not about the condom being on or not. These women be smart. That's why I just say, just go home.
Oh, they just want your blood.
You see?
Man.
Yeah.
I've got a good CV. You seen my kids? They're beautiful.
Yeah,
you
know, I see you two have.
People
like
are like, just give us. I'm like, no, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Are you
brother?
Married?
Me, I'm not married.
You want to be married? Have you got lots of girls? Do you get lots of punani because of your comedy?
No.
But don't get married, bro.
I get a fair share. I don't think I'm going to get married for a long time.
Don't do it.
Okay. It just has such a high failure rate that I don't feel like
insisting. Don't do it. Don't.
Marriage is
so like don't do it.
But are you a difficult person to be in a relationship?
I'm not a difficult person to be with. I'm a very pleasant person in a relationship. I'm extremely pleasant.
Hey, okay.
Well, in all aspects, not just sexually.
Okay, you're romantic and all that.
Yeah, but the problem with romance, it's learned behavior. It's not necessarily a like flowers are just a. So people learn, like think if you think of the idea of the engagement ring, where it comes from. You know where it comes from, right? The engagement ring was, in the 20s, it was a De Beer advertising campaign. The sales of diamonds were plummeting. And so they're like, how do we get the, and then they said, and then they had this campaign where they go, if he really loves you, he must buy you an engagement ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that thing is stuck with society forever. It's just part, but it originates from a De Beer advertising campaign to get people to buy diamonds. Then what then happens is what happens with society in general is that we just copy and paste.
Yeah.
We go, oh, everyone's getting married, therefore I should get married. Everyone gets married, I should get married. Then you're like, am I really the person who really needs to get married? Statistically. And so what happens for me, which is kind of weird, is that people will argue sports in a statistical manner. They kind of neglect their fan. They'll be like, statistically, this person, and they can make arguments statistically. And then when it comes to their actual lives, they neglect statistics. Because statistics will suggest that you don't get married. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I go, statistically, I don't think I can pull off a marriage. It's not the institution. It's me and my trust to pull it off. If it has such a high failure rate, who am I?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I understand you. So you have to be extremely emotional or in love or horny or whatever for a specific person to then decide, okay, I'm going to get married.
The crazy thing about also these, this is, but the, another thing is that specifically there are things that there are certain expectations that come with marriage, like the idea that I got to call you every day. It's so bizarre
SMS
that
I miss you every day.
And then I'm like, every day? Do you know the news is every day and it covers the whole world and it's not even entertaining every single day, right? So now I go, no, I can't call you every day because I've got nothing to say to you every day. And I don't think people want to really talk about to each other every day. I just think it's a learned behavior of that's what it means to be in a relationship.
And so
sometimes you just need to get someone who gets, who understands that, who just understands your ideas of life. And that's my idea of life. I don't want to talk to you every day. There's no one in the world who I need to talk to every day.
Yeah, but if I'm in love with you, I might just want to hear your voice.
Thank you. Call me.
Yeah.
Yes, that's fine. Hear my voice. But then...
Don't ask me questions.
Just leave a voice note.
No. But then it shouldn't be a thing of I have to call you every day.
Yeah, you're right.
If you want to hear my voice, hear my voice.
What about if I want you to call me every day?
Then we're not gonna make it.
Because sorry, Jane. And please, can I ask you to stop calling me every day?
I believe if you love. You love me, you have to call me every day.
If you love, you'll do what the love drives. you can't just go, it's dictator behavior, it's controlling behavior. If you believe I'm the leader of the country, then you should have a picture of me in your lounge. That's your tone of your vibe.
So what about if I miss you, like I just want to hear your voice?
Then call me.
Call me.
So you can't call me. I have to call you like now and then. It's not that 50-50? It's supposed to be like 50-50?
No, he will call you in about the third day and then he's got news.
Think of the best albums. It's when the person has the best of. Then they have compiled all their hits and then they give it to you in one go. Whereas what you do, you are taking me through the process of your day. And then this happened, then this happened. I'm like, tell me everything compiled on Friday.
Whole week.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't want to hear what the detail of the things that are happening in the office.
I agree.
They're not interesting things.
These days we do have like a video call. I just want
to see even
my
worse.
Man.
Even worse.
It's worse.
It's worse.
It's even worse. There is nobody I want to see every day. Even if I'm extremely in love with a person, I don't want to see them every day.
Yeah.
This guy's so difficult, eh?
No, he's not. He's actually, what he's doing is what most men don't do. Tell the truth.
No man wants to see their woman every day.
Huh?
No man wants to see their woman every day.
Jane?
So what are you calling that, love or what?
It's got nothing to do with love. It's got everything to do with it's you consuming my time with your bullshit.
Oh my
well,
gosh.
Okay, this is where I step away from the mic.
Because I gotta go home later on. Wait, let me tell you something. You see, he doesn't want. But if you think about it this way, if you opened the lines and said, "Tell us the last thing that you had a discussion with your girlfriend or wife,"
yeah,
it would be the biggest load of shit ever. It's like, what the fuck are you telling me that shit for?
Yeah. Well, you can on 079 WhatsApp us on what cup you talked to your girlfriend. 079-784-2090 if you want to. Jane, can you quickly talk Savannah again for me? Because I have to play this. So, Donald Trump, the president of America. Savannah?
Donald Trump, the president of America?
Was criticized by his own people.
But Mwamba, Abamwambizabudi.
Jim Acosta over there from CNN, an accomplished reporter, a guy I've never met, but a good reporter. I mean, treating him like he's, I'm not even going to use the word. I'm not going to give Twitter its the love it needs. It's crazy what we're watching every day.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. He keeps repeating ridiculous throwaway lines that are not true at all and sort of avoiding this issue of Russia as if we're some kind of fools for asking the question. Really? Your opposition was hacked and the Russians were responsible for it and your people were on the phone with Russia on the same day it was happening and we're fools for asking the questions? No, sir. We are not fools for asking this question, and we demand to know the answer to this question. You owe this to the American people. Your supporters will support you either way. If your people were on the phone with her, what were they saying? We have a right to know. We absolutely do, and that you call us fake news and put us down like children for asking these questions on behalf of the American people is inconsequential. The people deserve that answer, at very least.
So I just want to repeat that for President Zuma as well.
Mm-hmm.
Please give us the answers. Were you dealing with China or Russia? No, I'm talking cuck. but this was yesterday. It's quite interesting. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm very concerned, but at the same time fascinated by this whole thing of this mad man. It is like an alternative reality has kicked in.
Listen, I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
Yeah, but it's like Hillary won, but this is what would have happened if Donald Trump won, and then we see that now.
It's like a sketch.
Yeah, it is like a sketch.
And America, we're fantastic. Everything is fantastic, and he's like, oh man, this dude.
He's a typical bragging American. I don't know. Okay. Now I'm going to play us, because the show is sort of started like the Big Bang. And now I am trying to get the planets.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to play
the show started like a scrambled egg.
It was. It was
we're in the parliament. It was Malema and Zuma at the same place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's Zuma in this occasion?
Yeah. Good question.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
We must respect Stove poopies.
Stove poopies. Stove poopies from J8. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy.
That's not Sandwich Baron. I'm sorry. But let them finish.
But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body, T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
I think it's never been said on radio, but that ad, don't do what they say, because we got the wrong, here's the right ad.
Wat eet ek vandag? Okay. Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai, of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels, of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Okay, so and then after you had your Sandwich Baron, you can go to BodyTech.
Oh, then, makes sense.
You know, it makes sense in a way. Because I've got to explain this on the red carpet to those people. And so what have you done? You said Sandwich Baron and then you played BodyTech.
I know, it's fine.
So I can tell them this. Okay, so we have a golden oldie every week.
Okay, what's a golden oldie?
It's like...
What's your golden oldie this week?
Well, this week, his name is Lopez, Mr. Lopez. L. Lopez.
Lopez.
Lopez. Mm-hmm. And he changed his name to L. Jarreau.
Oh.
L. Jarreau.
L. Jarreau.
He passed away this weekend.
That is it. That's why we thought the stuff poop must be L. Jarreau, because he is a legend, and he died on February the 8th, 2 days after announcing his retirement.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
actually.
He said, well, you had a tour,
people
2017.
Say he died.
Tickets are now open.
That, yeah.
Tickets are now open for 2017 L. Jarreau tour. And then he said, oh my God, no, I can't. And then he said, I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, gone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He died really
this
time.
Oh, honey. Is to get my boogie down. What song are you going to play?
I'm going to play a bit where it sounds as crazy as the show.
Yes.
I'm going to look for it because I can't find it. I had it here, but it was in Germany, and he came on, and he was just crazy. I loved it so, so much. But what was his big numbers? Morning, Mr. Poopoopa. Morning, Mr. Rukuka. It was something like that, eh?
I know there's a song that I really like of his called Just Believe.
Oh, I can't sing it though. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
And he sang Moonlighting, Ting, Moonlighting, not Lightning. That would be something different.
Boogie Down.
Boogie down. Boogie down. And get your boogie
down. All I need is to get my boogie down.
I saw him once live with George Benson in Cape Town at the Grand West.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was there. He was old. You could see already he's a bit old, but
What are you going to do? He's got to pay rent.
Yeah, but still, you know, you look at him with respect.
No. It's Al Jarreau. What are you going to do?
Well, I wanted to play that bit from his, he had a mention show. Just hang on, let me just do that. Simba, while I'm looking, can you give us your thoughts on L. Jarreau?
Oh, this is the part where I confidently say I did not know the gentleman.
Really? Simba? Oh, you're from Zimbabwe.
There was a media ban, just local content. So... Yeah, I'm still just. I just recently found out about the Macarena.
So, oh, okay.
I'm
so
still
you're
catching
a bit behind.
Up. Yeah, I'm still catching up. So.
Okay. So I'm very sorry. Yeah, no, he was a great jazz musician, and he improvised a lot with when he sang jazz, and that is what made him so unique, because he was just like, in a way, just going like Jane. You know.
Just like that, Simba.
Just like that.
So you still... Oh, you can't find the song, Casper?
No, wait, they say I'm not online. What's happening here?
This is your 3G.
What's this?
Am I feeling this love together?
What's the other thing? One you said, breaking away. No? Something with a B.
Boogie Down.
Okay, that, but that one I know. Yeah. Something with a B. You changed your opinion yet?
I need is to get my boogie down.
My opinion?
Yeah, so
I didn't have one because I had not heard it, but I do like that song.
You like it, eh? But have you never heard that particular song either?
No. These bands are
quite... The band was tight, eh?
Really tight, I mean...
Yes, it was a tight band.
I'm talking...
Did they ban food as well? Boom!
Yes, they do.
I was in... You know,
only allowed to have spuds. Does anyone know what a spud is?
No.
Yeah, spud.
It's a potato. He thinks that's all you need.
In Argentina as well, they had like a... What they had? They didn't import anything for 15 years, so the last 15 years.
Yes, yes.
And so only in the last year did they import. So now when you go there, there's literally nothing you know. You're not familiar with anything. Uh-huh. So if you like need a... If your iPhone breaks or cracks or and you need to go to the iPhone store, there's no iPhone store.
But they're still waiting for them to come in.
Yeah, it's like they just live in their own little cocoon bubble.
Wow.
Where there's nothing from outside.
Argentina,
Buenos Aires. I was there 3 weeks ago.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was shocked. I was like, what? Because I was asking my friend, hey, man, what's going on? And they were like, oh, no, we've been imported for 15 years.
Oh, so they just do their own thing.
They do their own thing. But they also export some things.
But do they have cell phones?
They do have cell phones, but it's like their own brand.
Ah.
Mm. Smart.
Yeah.
Ah. That is empowerment. In a way.
But if you get out or in from as a tourist, you don't know what the hell.
It's good and bad. Mm. It's good and okay. I mean, it's like if you take fashion for example, like you when you walk there, you're like, what era is this fashion from?
Ah.
You're like, because they don't have And so I couldn't buy clothes there because the quality of clothes is bad because they don't have a reference. Like if you're a young designer in South Africa, you directly compete with Ralph Lauren or the high-end brands. That just becomes automatic. So you have like a reference of what good quality is and whatever. They don't. So they just sell things for crazy prices and you're like,
make their own stuff.
Yeah, but it's their own stuff. They're like, why is this costing this much? This makes no sense. Then they're like, yeah, this is how we roll. And it's very expensive. It's a very expensive city.
Oh my goodness. I want to ask you about
Big Five. The Big Five comedy show on the 4th of March.
No, no, no. I want to talk about
Let's
that.
Talk about the Big Five comedy show.
At the
Grand West Casino in Cape Town. Come on!
Now, let's talk about you performing, like, in Buenos Aires. Did you perform
there? No, I didn't perform in Buenos Aires.
I just went to
hang out, yeah. I went to go check it out.
But where have you performed before? Because I saw you on a BBC show.
Mock the Week.
And I was so proud to say, my God, there he is, Loiso. There he is. But what else did you do like that? How do you get on a show like that? Do you have a very good manager?
Yeah, in the UK I do. I'm actually moving to the UK in 3 weeks.
Get the fuck out of here. Really?
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
You're going to stay there now?
Yeah. I've got a 5-year work permit.
Oh.
But the crazy thing is I'm not going to be in the UK until June. I'll be there for 3 weeks and then I go to Australia for 6 weeks and then I'm in New York.
What you doing there?
I do comedy.
Oh, you're going to work?
Yeah.
Oh.
So now you're spreading your wings then, basically.
Yes, my imaginary wings.
What happened in Australia? Have you been there? Are there
I'm going to the
people?
Melbourne Festival.
I don't know that.
It sounds big.
It's one of the big. It's the third biggest festival and comedy festival in the world. It's quite a big festival. And then I'll be there for 6 weeks. I'll do some Sydney. I'm on a show there as well called The Weekly.
Mm. I heard about
that. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I'm on a show called The Weekly. So it's cool. I got a bit of an audience in Australia. So I need to explore that. And then I go to America. I do Grahamstown. Then I go back to the UK for pretty much the whole summer. And then I go to Kilkenny. Then I go to Edinburgh.
Mm. Oh,
damn. For the whole month.
Are you actually, did you say Grahamstown in between that?
Yeah, Grahamstown.
Is it worth it to fly back all the way to cold Grahamstown? Oh, okay.
It's extremely worth it.
Okay.
I like stand-up.
And when are you going to have your own fucking show on Comedy Central?
Wow, that's such a question that I can't answer.
What is your opinion? I've heard like good and bad opinions about Trevor Noah's and his show. What do you think about the fact that he's doing this show?
It can only be a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing.
I think people are jealous.
Mm. Probably. That's a very high probability.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening. Because I think he's doing it extremely well.
No, he's doing a good job, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Who did he take with him?
Well, there's Dave Kibuka.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, he's in New York right now.
Oh.
And he's writing with David. Ugh, Trevor.
Yes.
Oh. Where was he? What did he do before?
He was writing on Late Night News, yeah.
Yeah, I was writing on your show.
Oh, yeah, you see. I didn't watch that.
it was really good.
It's okay.
It's ETV, eh?
Yeah, it's okay, man.
I would stay up late, literally.
Don't get ETV where I
stay. It's all good, bro. If you don't watch it.
Okay, so he went to with him.
There's another gentleman of Joseph Opio, who was also like, he's from Uganda, though.
Do you have in your posse people that you want to take with you or not? How do you write your show? Just yourself?
No. I had a team of people who did it.
Okay. Yeah. I know that. Right. I know the TV one, but I mean your one-man
show. My one-man show?
That's your brain.
I want to collaborate more, but I do write pretty much everything on my own. A lot of the stuff on my own.
That's good.
But I'm never not accepting of advice on what to change or not to change.
Yeah.
I think like I'm always open if especially if I trust your opinion. Sometimes I'm always like, oh okay, cool. I'll try.
I remember that.
The cool thing about stand up is you get to try stuff every night. So if someone suggests something, the best
the best you can do is try it.
Try it.
And if it doesn't work out, you go, oh, that didn't work out. Yeah. Or, it's if it gets a bigger law, I don't know. It's just, it's that you just have to explore all the angles, I think.
I also do that a lot when you think, okay, is that going to work or not? Then, well, try it.
Yeah, try it.
Don't think in your imagination. You try it. And then you see, my God, it is not working. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I like that as well. Right. I always say that.
I've got a question for him.
Yeah. Oh, now you got a question.
Now you got a question.
Look at him. Look at him just get out of his shell. Isn't it cute?
I was letting you, you know, realize that I'm not white and I don't owe you land. And now you know I don't owe you land.
No.
I've got a question. I'm sure you've heard this a lot of times, but like, I think people would like to know, obviously, how does one start up within, let's say, Johannesburg or Cape Town?
Don't do it, Timba. You can't do stand-up comedy.
What do you mean? I can just stand there and people laugh.
Okay.
They'll be like, fuck, look at the DA sent. You know what I mean? Like, but
with anything, starting is always a difficult part. So I never help people to start.
Yes.
Generally, because I think the start is always the person. I'll help you in the process, but I won't help you start, because I think start is the initiative that has to be shown by the other person.
100%.
But so if you said to me, hey, how do I get into a festival? I'll by all means help you. If you said to me, how do I improve this joke? By all means, I'll help you, but I can't help you start.
Mm. Okay.
Because the start is a start is a big show of initiative. And even so, I believe that the world generally helps you. People will help you, but the most amount of help you're going to get is not to start. The most amount you're going to get, amount of help you're going to get, is to move the process along, right? Mm. So it's the same with anything. So if you say to someone, how do I start music? People are like, eh. But if you say, hey man, how can I specifically help you? So start is such a wide and general.
Okay. Would you say doing, obviously you've got to break your virginity and you do those free shows, for example, at Kitchen.
You're going to do free shows for a long time.
Yes. Yeah. But I mean, people are listening to this and they probably think, okay, because they hear obviously how extravagant your life is going to be. You know, you're going to be traveling, you know. Sounds like a lot of money that comes with it, because ain't nobody getting on a plane for like more than 10 hours for a little change. So someone's going to think...
But you assume that. But okay, let's continue. Let's continue.
I'm getting a lot of intelligence from you. Okay.
I appreciate that. I don't even know what that means.
That means I understand you have a formula, especially when you said regarding the relationships, saying, why would I want to talk to you every day? Telling me trivial things. Give me a whole big bang. Meaning you treasure your time. You're not just going to give it to anyone for nothing. It's something you want to do. So going back to the whole starting thing, people are going to want to do it. So obviously I was thinking of just saying, obviously you can't say, here's a gig.
Right. No, not even here's a gig. I feel like if a person is serious about whatever, they will start doing it.
Yes.
Like if you went, a lot of people, I will help people, but I will not help you start.
Exactly.
Even with stand-up, I will suggest you do it. I'll go, oh, you should try stand-up, and then I'll leave it there. Mm-hmm. But I will not help you start, because the start of it, you understand what I mean, right?
Yeah, there's not a magic key that you can give someone.
No, I'm not asking
for
a key.
I've got a friend. Okay. Hi, can you tonight put Simba on, please? Okay, thank you.
No,
okay,
that's too much, okay, if you ask me. But what I was saying is, obviously, you've got people who make people laugh in the canteen at work.
Yeah.
And then you have real comedians. You know, I think it's easy to make people laugh at work because they're just so stressed.
Right.
It's an easy environment. Like, aha, look what he said. He talked about a vagina. Ha ha. Yeah, but I mean, if you put that...
That's such a crazy example. But if you talked about a vagina.
But if you put him on the stage and he says that same joke, I'm sure it'll just be quiet. It'll be silent.
Probably.
Yeah.
It but depends,
there's a skill to it. It's not just
right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is true. You'll figure out... People will figure out their own stats.
Yeah.
I'll help you after the start.
Oh, okay.
I just don't, you know... Because I'll be helping... So it's like you might not even like comedy.
After...
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But now I'm just invested my energy in this.
In this guy.
Oh, so God. People, they have to laugh all the time when you do the jokes? Or
what are you talking about?
That's like, the whole objective.
Like, what about if they don't laugh? Like, they just keep quiet and watch you, like...
Then I don't think I'm going to die. I'll be fine.
You'll be fine?
Mm.
What they paid for, actually. They paid to go there to laugh all the time, like... Quack, 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 quack. That's the main thing of the comedian.
First of all,
thing.
If my audience laughed, quack, 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 I'll kick them the fuck out of my show. Get the fuck out with your shitty ass laughter. Quack, 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 quack. Get the fuck out of here.
Because they're happy. They're, you know, they're happy.
No. And I'm just...
You could actually do that and people would think it's a joke, but some would really be scared.
Yeah.
Because you're tall. Uh-huh. You make me feel uncomfortable because I'm tall and I have to look up at you. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, that's your own insecurity projecting on me now.
Yeah,
okay,
no.
I just want to say, sorry, I want to interrupt because there's someone that says he has got a question for Luiso. I must be very careful how I pronounce that fucking name. And I just want to say, okay, I don't know who you are, but you can send the question. We'll read it. Or is that the... with? The interview on the Gary Cliff show,
what?
He mentioned Malcolm Gladwell podcast. Is that you?
Yes. What's the name of it?
Please tell me where to find them. The ones I find are people just speaking about Malcolm Gladwell.
Oh, if you have an iPhone, you go to the podcast app.
Yeah.
And then just search it.
Search it, Nameless.
It's called Revisionist History.
Oh, wait, I've read that. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Revisionist History.
So go check it out. If you go to, if you have an I only know how to access it if you have an iPhone, but I think there's a various, apps. If you go to YouTube, I think the person is grossly underutilizing the internet, if you ask me. But I think it's available on the internet. But I think you can
Google.
It's called Revisionist History. Revisionist History, and Google it. I promise you, it's the best podcast you'll hear in a long time.
I'm gonna do that as well. Then
it's Yeltamal Fantastis.
It's Yeltamal Fantastis. Someone says here again, Nameless. Oh, Lee. Sorry, Lee. You said I'm excited about the show. Two of my favorite comedians. Don't lie.
Don't.
How can you put us in the same fucking basket?
Can you? How can you? Fucker, don't stop fucking. We're not children. Stop cheating us like children.
Don't try to out-funny each other. We don't.
Shut up with your cuck advice. I'm joking. Jeez.
And Lee says, keep the moral compass up. I don't know what he means.
But it's you. With this. No, you said James. Yeast. You said yeast. Now you. The people think like we're lost in directions. You the one who said it. You said yeast and east and vest and north. And you were late, so they think we need a compass. Now there's moral compasses.
I wasn't late.
You've derailed the whole process.
Oh, I wasn't late.
Okay.
I was held up in a government organization.
No. Casper, he's the one who started the east thing. So that's why I took my hand and put into my stomach to hear that.
Now, this is a sex show now, all of a sudden.
And we heard the baby, eh?
The baby kicked.
Yeah.
Oh.
The baby was like, stop touching my mother.
No, she was like, no, I'm not the East, I'm a real person.
Is it a she?
She.
Oh!
Congrats.
Everyone in the studio, happy fucking Friday.
Oh, that's so
firstly, positive.
I must tell you, I love your garden.
Yeah.
Pics.
Yeah?
Your garden pics. Your garden
pics.
Oh, on Instagram. Oh, thank you.
Oh, okay.
I'm older now. I take pictures of flowers. I love the team, and I want to know that you make me laugh. I want you to let you know that you make me laugh.
Oh, hey.
My colleagues look at me funny when I randomly burst out in laughter. Oh, because he's sitting there with earphones.
Oh yeah.
Oh, she, Tanita. Okay. Love from Stellenbosch, Tanita. Wow. Thank you,
Tanita. Oh, Tanalidi. Tanalidu. Tanalita.
Tanalita.
Tanalita. Tanalita. Tanalita. Oh, Tanita. The Tanalita.
Tanalidi.
Tanalidu. Tanalidi. Tanalidu. Tanita, the Tanalita. Okay.
What's her name?
I'm sure she's annoyed by
it's
now.
It's Tanita, eh?
Yeah, I know, but Tanita. We're calling her Tanalita.
It's Tanalita now.
It's Tanalita. Tanita.
Kalina!
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 Here's that bit of Al Jarreau where he goes cuckoo. I'm going to play you a little bit of it. He's so fantastic.
Hello. To you. Hello. To you. To you. To you. To you. To you. Greetings. Salutations,
never.
Salutations, salutations.
Damon, come quickly, come say hello. Damon is here. Oh, remember Damon Calvari?
Hi, how's it, man? I just dropped off some fragrances for you. I felt
thank
bad,
you.
Even though, you know, we've got so big, I must still remember my pioneering customers.
You're small.
You are a pioneer. You gave us a chance.
Yeah.
You said, ach, kak, fragrance, you used to buy in the originals. You said, let me give Damon a chance, and you gave us a chance.
And you put your price up.
I put the price up. I must put it up again,
but not this year.
But because you're special, we will not give you the special price. I'm giving you agent prices.
Oh, really?
I could give you direct customer.
Oh, no, don't.
I'm treating you like an agent, and you're not even an agent.
I didn't know it was agent prices.
You get an agent. You're an agent, and you never know you're an agent. You're like a sleeping agent.
I'm 00 Smell'em.
Exactly.
Oh, fantastic.
00069, whatever.
No, that's the sex show.
Yeah,
we only smell.
So I haven't forgotten you, but in future I will try remember to give the fragrance to my normal courier.
Please.
But I forgot to give it to the normal courier.
Korean.
And thought,
the normal Korean. Is he from north or south?
Well, depends who you want to knock off, eh? Isn't it terrible? Hey, you can't go to the Kuala Lumpur airport anymore. You'll get knocked out by the didn't you know about it? Kim Jong-un's half-brother.
Yeah, Kim
Jong-un. How about that, eh?
It's Kim Jong-un.
How about that? It's like the movies.
I know.
Isn't that amazing? I've been to that airport, hey? But nobody tried to kill me.
No, but I thought you said you had a Korean.
Korea. Have you been to that airport in Kuala Lumpur?
I don't want to fucking go there.
It's a very nice airport. And if you're going to die in an airport, that's the one to do it in.
It's very nice.
I had travelators.
Is that where he died, eh?
Really died. I don't think he died on the travelator. But when they rebuilt O.R. Tambo, why did they not put travelators?
They must.
They didn't. It's so much walking.
But remember the Swiss guy who died on the escalator?
Didn't he bend over to pick up something,
and he fell over?
No, he was German. He was German. He killed the Germans at O.R. Tambo.
Yeah, with engineering.
That's amazing. But anyway, lovely.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to be on... I didn't mean
no,
to
no,
invade
but,
your show. I'm not like one of these hungry people to be on the air, but... You called me in. Let's make that official.
Let's make that clear.
Exactly.
I wanted to ask you how you're going. How's it going with you? And I think Simba's got a pertinent question he asked me.
What
do you want to ask him again? Huh?
It's not even on.
Oh, Jesus.
The mic is on. Sorry, Simba. I was fucked up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just here. I'm a soundboard.
Just bounce shit off.
You are bored sound. That's what you are.
Where's that lovely Afrikaans lady?
Which one? The whole?
No, she's...
she's working.
Annika, Alisa, Alicia, Alicia.
Yeah,
Alicia.
She's working.
No.
You find her on Oxford Street.
Was she axed?
No, she's working on Oxford Street.
No, like, look, things change.
She had to move on.
She had to move on.
She's doing the show with Anele on 94.7, I think.
Maybe. I don't know what she's doing now.
She's doing a kids show, actually. It's quite disturbing.
It's disturbing that she's doing kids. But she is, she's got a heart of gold.
Heart of gold.
And we will get her in as well in due course, I think, just to hear what's going on with her. But won't you give me my fragrance now? I want to spray it on
air. No, don't do that.
Simba.
I don't want to smell like you.
Oh, the insolence. I've never heard that kind of talk. So here it is.
That's Boss Orange and Le Male, which is Jean-Pierre Gaultier.
Yeah. Have you met Luiso yet?
Luiso Golo, he's giving me the evil eye. He slept all the way from London to be here.
Yeah.
And now I've taken... Oh, no, you're still going to London.
Okay, so here is the bottle. Can you hear it? Now, I open it up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to spray it.
And then how does it smell?
Well, we don't know yet.
I got a whiff now.
You got a whiff?
No, I got a whiff.
That's nice, eh? Smells like...
Not me, though.
What do you use?
It's too sweet. No, it's too sweet.
Like... What do you use?
It's myself.
Axe.
Yeah.
No. Armani Code or Lacoste Essential.
Okay. If you're listening, Lacoste or Armani...
We got all of that.
You got someone to sponsor. His name is Simba.
Can I say one last thing before I go? Did you read that one joke on Facebook? The guy tried to kill a cockroach with his Axe deodorant. The cockroach now calls himself Brett and won't stop talking about CrossFit. So in other words, the cockroach survived. Now calls himself Brett and won't stop talking about CrossFit.
Okay.
Because I think it's a good one. Hey, you can use it, Lo. You say in London. Because the ones in London, they'll be new material.
I'm going to have to decline.
Thank you, cheers.
Thank you, Damon. Hello everyone there. It is very crazy in the studio.
Hello.
Casper, Jane is fucking nice. That's nice, eh?
Thank fucking you.
Nice. Fucking nice? Nice?
You fucking nice, Jane.
Well, you definitely, because you got a baby, so you're fucking nice.
I'm fucking nice.
I love our stem. I like her tone. She likes your tone.
Thank you. Even if
she
I
sounds
hear.
Like that woman on 5FM.
Oh.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's the woman on 5FM?
Who's the woman on 5FM? I don't know.
I think she's talking about the Rama advert that plays on 5.
Loiso, please.
That's how the advert goes. Loiso, please. Can I have some Rama?
Okay, well... Whatever, congratulations. We are, Jane, we are listening actually now to auditions for The Voice throughout the world. That one was in some strange country.
Yeah, boo.
That's why you hear that.
Are you still doing that?
They're doing The Voice everywhere. I couldn't believe it.
Yes, but the crazy thing is, I have a personal dislike for beatboxers.
Why? What happened?
Because they are instruments. You can't play the sound of a piano with a guitar. You sing, if you can't sing, don't sing, like, sing, then shut up, you know? Don't now. You know how easy, you know? And people lose their minds for beatbox. You're like, shut the fuck, really? And they all do the same.
You're like, shut the fuck up. Singing, we can't sing. I don't know.
What?
I can't sing, but I've been singing.
There's this a cappella group called The Soil.
Yeah.
They sound like they've got soil in their mouth. You're like,
what do you call that? A cappella, actually.
A cappella.
Yeah, it's a cappella with a beatboxer in the back.
I just hate I just am annoyed every time a beatboxer comes on. It's just, it sounds
not like that, Jane. It's
but,
No, I have to breathe for my baby, actually. Otherwise, if I can just...
What's the dude who sang... I think he's pretty much the only beatboxer I can accept. He did Be Happy.
Yeah, Be Happy.
Yeah, what's his name?
Bobby McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrin. Yeah. When we did the Royal Albert Hall, you were there, no?
Yes, I was.
In London?
Yes.
I was feeling homesick, so I came to see the show.
Oh, you were in London at the time?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I think I saw you backstage.
Yes, I was there, yeah.
Bobby McFerrin was the next act after that. Like, not on the same night.
But the next one.
Yeah,
movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, oh, man, Bob McFerrin. And I just was like, he still tours. He can still play the Albert Hall. I mean, that's quite a...
Yeah, but he hits himself, eh? When he goes, boom, 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 boom. He, like, hits a fucking hole in his skeleton.
What's he do? He hits himself, like, on the chest. Or
yeah.
Like, boom, 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 boom.
To make the music.
He makes music from his...
From his body.
The landlord said the rent is late. We're going to have to litigate. Don't worry.
So do I have to hit myself like boom.
But that's a classic.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. And now
don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no rent, ain't got no smile. I'm going to have to be on the show for a while. But don't worry. Be happy. Hey!
The desert road from Vegas to nowhere. Baby's crying and I can't sleep. I am calling you. I know you hear me.
Okay, so the Grand West will be a host to the Big Five.
Yeah.
On Friday, March the 4th.
Yeah.
You see, I know my facts, eh?
You know facts for days. 4th March, Grand West Casino in Cape Town. The Big Five, me, Joe Razdin, Stuart Taylor, Kagiso Nadiga, and Barry Hilton. Who's staying at the...
Hilton.
Nice.
That's going to be a proper show.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be a nice lineup, but we've got very good comedians. Who, according to you, are the best comedians in South Africa at the moment, or up and coming?
Excluding yourself.
Yeah, I'm not talking about myself.
No, him too.
No, I'm not talking about him either.
Yeah, both of you excluded.
The best comedians for me probably right now, there's a guy called Sianda Mapumo.
Okay, I don't even know how to say that.
Just say Sianda.
It's very funny.
Sianda Mapumi.
Sianda Mapumi. I forgot how to say his name, but he's the funniest guy.
Really?
Hey, man, you're in the news. Entertainment, are you?
What happened?
I don't know. I'm just scrolling through my thing 2 minutes ago.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you doing a show?
What's this? Yeah, but why am I taped up? What do they say they read there?
I'll read. Let me open it. And how fast I read is directly indicative of how fast your internet is. I'm still waiting.
Okay. Yeah, but it's
Friday, your guide to weekend entertainment in Jozi. Casper de Vries during a 2:09 interview with the Rapport newspaper in Victoria State Theatre.
No,
That's the image from 2009.
Oh, 2009.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long time ago,
oh,
man.
Oh, it's just a gig guide.
Oh, fuck them then. But at least I got my picture from 2009.
Jeez.
That's nice.
So an evening of laughter with the legendary funny man. When? Friday the 17th?
Tonight.
Saturday.
Mardi Gras Theatre.
Carnival. Yep. City. Tickets are 120.
It's not a lot, eh?
It's not a lot.
I thought me, I can
afford. Or you can go to ticketwebs.com.
No.
That's what it says.
It's CompuTicket, man.
No, ticket, it's web ticket. It's webtickets.com.
Already the masses will be confused. They will be...
Already. So it's in Carnival City?
Yes.
Don't you need like a passport to go there?
You do.
Yo, two toll gates, bro.
Yeah.
Two toll gates and a passport.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm doing that. Okay, you said this guy whose name I can't pronounce is very funny. Who else?
It's a lot of guys, man.
It is, eh?
Yeah,
isn't it amazing?
Joe is funny. Barry Hilton's funny. Everyone's
old. No, I'm talking about new guys.
We're talking about new guys. Okay, let's talk about
Robbie Collins is funny.
Uh-huh.
Tyson Gonzo is funny. A lot of funny guys.
Okay, the guys that won the newcomer award, Savannah Choice. So you were there, weren't you, last year?
Yes.
I did see you, yes.
But he won Comic of the Year.
At one point, that was 2014.
Yeah.
No, talking about last year, those new guys that you saw.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what's his name? The one.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't help if you just go the one with it.
No, man, the crazy one on the stage, man.
Oh, it's...
I'm starstruck here, man. So give me a break, man.
Skarumba.
Skumba.
Yeah.
No, not Skumba. Not Skumba, the other, the young one. Ish, what they call him, bro? The light skin boy.
The skin one.
It's the yellow bone, man. He was wearing a three-piece, man. Couple of the name has just...
Jeremiah.
No, but you know, it's fine. When it comes to me, I'll throw it at you.
What's the guy with the rastas?
Oh, Ibn Isa.
Yeah, it's just not him.
No, that was another one.
That's Jeremiah. but I'm crazy. We got another guest moving in. Isn't this just... absolutely fantastic. Well, it's another guest. It's our team. And it's Hannes who has just moved in. So, Jane, I think...
Oh, no, I think maybe I have to move out.
You have to move for the white man now, basically.
But get your land first, eh? Don't just move. Get the land.
But, Jane, did you see now? You people like you. You're popular. So we'll have you back.
Yes.
Actually,
she's really good.
I can move.
You see what happened? Simba was late. Hannes was late.
I told you.
Louisa wasn't here yet. So I sat here on my own and Jane crept in and said, hello, can I keep you company?
So
that's how it all started.
Yes.
Because I was talking to myself here in a corner.
So I didn't need to come in.
Well,
maybe.
I don't know how she good is with Afrikaans improvisation. That we have to see, because that's why you're here, because we got to improvise concertory on us. Yeah.
Because you are here, let me give you the chair.
But are you going to say goodbye to us now?
Yes, goodbye. See you next week Friday.
All right.
Maybe I'll be.
Goodbye, stay well. Bye bye. Body God's leg. Goodbye, goodbye, stay well. Oh, bye
bye.
Bye, Jane. There goes Jane. Hello, Honest.
Hello, daar gaan dit.
Very good. So what were you doing? Why are you late?
I am currently catapulting myself into fame.
Yeah?
For the Kijknet market.
Yes.
I'm shooting on a delightful sitcom called Elke Skeweport.
So Elke Skeweport.
Yeah, so that meant that I was contractually obliged to be there today. Otherwise I would have just...
Yeah,
slipped out. Yeah.
Have you met Luiso?
Yes. Many a times. Yes.
Many times.
I've been fortunate enough to be privy to his comedy genius.
Have you met his
on many occasions?
Have you met his brother?
Yes, I have indeed.
Is he funny?
He is.
Is
he? Yes. Yeah, very
Do you
much.
Think your brother's funny?
Extremely.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you encourage him? Is he a bit hesitant because of you to do what he does? Or did you give him motivation?
He's like 5 years younger than me, so I think it's...
But he's your big brother, so he's looking up at you.
Yeah, he's the same height as me, though, so it doesn't matter. So we're kind of like parallel in terms of...
And you like his comedy?
Yeah, I love his comedy.
Oh, you see...
I don't like him, though. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
But his comedy great.
That's the thing. Sometimes you meet your heroes and they're assholes, yeah. But they are good at what they do.
Yeah, I never liked him from a young age. Just fucking cry a lot and just bitch and take all the attention. Fuck him.
And now he does that on stage for money.
Yes.
He's doing the crying now.
Yeah, he's bitching about his life and you're like, shut up, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Now, you are going to London. He's going to London.
I know. And like relocating, not just going for...
No,
he's you're not just going to Madame Tussauds and then getting back in the plane.
I don't even know where Madame Tussauds is. But
you're
going
to be in 2 years' time, definitely.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll come and visit you.
Don't. I just don't want you to visit me.
I'll be in your audience.
I don't.
Then just say, ladies and gentlemen... It's my big
break. I just don't want you around me in London.
Oh, it's so rude. Hey?
But it's Frank. Because people always arrange.
It's not Casper. It's not Frank.
But people, how many fake meetings that don't happen? We should
catch up.
We should, then you're just like, no.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I generally don't fucking like you. That's why it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That I'm not you per se.
No. I don't like any people. But we say, okay, let's do something next week.
Let's do lunch.
And never again. Never heard from them again.
Even when you see them in the mall, you're like, I'm not going to fucking come close to this motherfucker.
No,
he's going to oblige me to a dinner.
That will never happen.
Three questions we've asked on previous shows. Let's see who can remember. The richest city in the world.
Probably Montreal.
Oh, I was going to say Nkandla.
The Vatican.
You're going to say Nkandla? Yeah. You're out of line, member. You're out of line. Casper, this honorable member is out of line.
Please, leave.
Please, you have to withdraw that statement and apologize in front of the house. Otherwise, we cannot accept that.
You'll have to accept it.
No, we cannot. There's this guy with the white shirt.
It was a question that was posed to me. I answered it.
Okay,
I don't know if it's the richest city in the world or just the most valuable one based on the richest property.
Rich, how?
I don't know. I just read these things. It's Tokyo.
Oh, Tokyo. Ah,
Tokyo. Tokyo.
I know the real estate is the most expensive in Tokyo.
Well, you see. Because you are everywhere.
Exactly. No, well traveled.
I liked when you said Montreal. Yeah. Have you been in Montreal?
Montreal.
In Switzerland.
In Switzerland, yes.
Oh, Montreal.
Yes.
I thought you said, Montreal. I know about Montreal, but I don't know how to spell it. Then, the poorest city in the world.
Probably. City.
City.
Probably.
That's a tricky one, eh?
Rio de Janeiro. There's a lot of big cities that have got huge slum areas, but there's also a lot of wealth in the cities.
One slum.
One singular slum.
One slum. Hey.
New Delhi.
I don't know.
Because per capita.
I don't know.
Because they've got people in wherever in India, you said New Delhi. Plus, there's shit poor there. Not dirt, like this shit.
Is it not in Bangladesh?
I don't know exactly where the city is.
India. Let's check. Bangladesh, where is it?
Kinshasa. Where is that?
It's in Kenya.
Africa.
Yeah, it's Kenya. Is it?
Yeah, it should be Kenya. Kinshasa is Kenya.
Look at the Google thing.
No, Kinshasa is not Kenya. Jeez, why don't I remember Kinshasa?
Kinshasa does sound so... So,
it sounds like a character from a Disney movie.
Kinshasa.
Where is it?
Oh, we'll find out shortly.
Apples googling on the same Wi-Fi.
While you're appling, the most expensive city in the world.
Most expensive. It's
the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Kinshasa, yes.
DRC.
DRC. Well, the DR.
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
But all those diamonds.
Most expensive city in the world.
Angola. What's it? Luanda, whatever it's called.
Most expensive.
Probably Geneva or...
No.
Montreux.
No.
New York. No.
No.
Tokyo.
I think they're Asian. I've never...
Hong Kong?
No, Hong Kong.
Singapore?
Expensive.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Singapore is expensive, but it's also got the most millionaires per capita.
Really?
Yes. We didn't ask that fact.
Yeah,
Simba,
you're answering
please.
The wrong fucking question.
I'm trying to answer something. Fuck, man,
be like the wrong witness ever. You are answering the wrong shit, bro.
I'll get you off the hook, though. I'll turn the whole argument around, man.
Okay, here's something I wrote. I thought out myself. What separates? What separates a window from a widow?
A window from a widow.
Widow, yeah.
N.
Yeah. Okay, it's not that funny.
The nigga. No, what? No?
The letter N. Yeah.
A window from a widow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was gonna.
Because you take the N away and then it's a widow.
I was just gonna say. Window from widow. The one breaks and the other.
The other one's already broken.
Yes. I won't write any more jokes.
Forever.
No, for the show then.
You know you have a show tonight. You can't just not write jokes if you have
no,
you
no,
have
no,
a show
I will
tonight.
Write. I will write. What did Helen Keller say? That's my last one.
Felt, I heard this joke, Helen Keller fell down a well.
Yeah.
And she was screaming her arms off. Because that's how she
I'm not participating in this.
It's mean, eh?
It's not mean. It's just mean spirited. It's just not a good vibe.
It's not positive for a Friday. No, okay. It's not how we do things.
Not a good vibe.
Because I was talking earlier for not wanting to call people every day, and they thought I was an asshole. Then guys are like, "We'll show you what asshole is. We'll make jokes about blind people. We will make jokes about the person who invented blind writing."
One of the
It's Helen Keller.
Braille.
Yeah. Was it?
No.
Well,
they were blind before.
Contributed
her.
To her.
She was the first blind one.
But she was blind and deaf.
And mute.
Yeah. Yes.
And so she communicated emotion. By like
no,
tapping.
But didn't Helen Keller invent Braille? No.
Are you guys?
No. This is too much for me. I don't know this.
All those Christians out there, like Jesus is watching you guys. You know. You gotta go to hell.
But
I don't know.
Now I feel bad, and much like your comedy, Louis, I'm gonna drive home with something to think about.
No, don't. You know what? One of the best roasts. I love roasting. One of the best roasts I ever heard in my life was him roasting me. And now he comes with, oh no, it can't be mean. It was the meanest fucking jokes I've ever heard in my life. And it was fantastic. He said, I'm a Teletubby with Down syndrome. Isn't that funny?
I remember I called you a human onesie. I that was the last and final roast I've ever done in my life because I thought it was so mean.
Oh no.
From both sides, I didn't feel comfortable saying such mean things, even to people I liked and respected. I was just like, no.
Do you watch the roast battle on a local Comedy Central and American one? Don't you watch that?
I don't know. No, I haven't watched.
It's very mean.
I don't. It's not. There's one. I don't know. Have you ever heard of a comic called Patrice O'Neill?
Yes,
probably I have. One of the funniest guys. But he passed away of diabetes a couple of years ago. And so there's a roast of him and his friends at the cellar. So all like the guys you see with Dave Attell, Bill Burr, and it's like a 2-hour
It's on YouTube, called the Patrice O'Neill Roast.
Okay.
Oh my God, they get so, they get involved in each other. Cause they
personal.
Know, yeah, they get, it's, but it's so funny as well. It's so funny.
I recently saw a program, a Jeffrey Ross program, where he was roasting Jeff, people in prison.
Jeff, we'll call him Jeff, bro.
Jeff, okay. Jeez, Jeff Ross.
Jeffrey Ross.
But we don't, I respect him.
We don't know him like you know him.
But he was roasting prisoners in a prison. That was very, very funny.
That's
was
brave.
Kind of fearless. It was very brave, yeah. He was kind of calling out the white supremacists.
Yeah.
Like hardcore.
He's fearless. But the thing is, this roast thing is also his initiative. Mm. And the one of the funniest things I can remember I saw, but now Luisa is going to not be happy.
So, is, there's no Zed.
Huh?
It's okay, man. I was like, all my primary school teachers mispronounced my name.
I've been trying to pronounce his fucking name now for an hour and a half.
Do it properly. No, it's okay.
If we can say Michael, you can say Mkondis.
Fuck off. What's that?
Exactly. When we heard Michael, we were also like, what the fuck is that?
Luis.
It's fine, bro. Continue with the story. Story.
Luis.
Story.
Yeah. What's that small little... comedian in America, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, small. Wow. Aren't you guys the same size? The same
Kevin
size.
Hart. Kevin Hart was there, and the guy came on. He had now to roast, and Kevin Hart gave him cuck. But he's a judge, you see. So he said, "Can I please ask Michelle Obama's clit to shut up?"
Oh,
ouch.
Oh, to Kevin Hart.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, I had to be there. Had to be there at the actual roast.
Yep. Party girls
don't get. Sorry?
I'm saying Patrice O'Neill is in one of the roasts.
But he's dead.
Yeah, he was on. Before he passed on, he had a. Which roast? I think either the Donald Trump one or the Charlie Sheen one, he was there.
Yeah, but then I.
You've probably seen him.
I've seen it. I love the roast. You see, I love that meme.
I hate that shit. I find it like, oh, whoa.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I know you should.
You were about to play a song. Other professional radio stations, when they're about to play a song, they back announce and everyone knows. You just play the song like this is your mother's house. It's not your house. This is not your house.
It is my house.
It's not your
house. Don't be mean. This is my house. Okay, let's listen to something else.
Until morning light, 'cause I'm just holding on for tonight, on for tonight, on for tonight.
I don't know who that was, but that was some country again. Some country. These are all strange countries like Hungary, Schengen, Western, Kazakhstan, and stuff like that. Hannes, are you ready to improvise without knowing what the hell you're going to do?
That is what improv is supposed to be, I suppose. Okay. Yeah.
So, are you ready? Do you like improvisation?
Every once in a while.
Okay, if I point my finger and you want to improvise, you can.
Okay. I'll participate.
Okay.
I'll be a participant. Participate
to you. So I'm going in really dry this time. No, no.
That's what she said.
Do you play that game? Can I play that game with you?
What
she said game.
No, tell me why do you play it?
No, every time there's sexual innuendo, you just go, that's what she said.
Yeah.
And then it just becomes a thing. And you get points for every time you squeeze it in.
That's what she said.
Said the bishop to the nun. Isn't there one like that as well? Like it's the same concept.
Yeah. Or Adam to Eve or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the choir boy to the pastor.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do we have a soapy. So you're just going to be in the soapy now. It's a story every week for 2 years already running. So good luck. Good luck to everyone.
I'm going to walk into the lounge with a pistol and shoot everyone.
No, don't shoot. Sy brand, dat jy geld bo liefde kies. Gar ringel!
Ek is regtig jammer, Rita, maar die harde realiteit is, dat hoe meer geld ek kan maak, hoe beter kan ek vir jou sorg. En dan kan ek die bakkerij verkoop en die hele franchise, dat is 'n baie moeilike woord om te sê met die list, 'n franchise bakkerij begin en ek kan dalk selfs enig president wees. Geld kan vir mens baie dinge koop wat op die ou ene aan mens liefde kan bring.
Ek dink geld het jou mal gemaak, Sybrand. Dis nie die Sybrand wat ek ken nie, dis nie die Sybrand wat so deeglik en romanties rol met yeast nie.
Ek is jammer, Rita, maar as ek daaraan dink, is dis nou my net die harde realiteit. Ek wil 'n magnaat word, noem my Midas, want alles waarna ek raak verander in goud.
Jy laat my twyfel, Sybrand, maar ek gee jou die voordeel van die twyfel.
Ek is baie bly. Hierso bijvoorbeeld kan jy sien, is my nieuwe BEE partner in my bakkerij besigheid.
Ek wou nou net sê, wie is dit?
He is going to assist us to take our bakeries not only national, but worldwide.
Hallo, what's your name?
My naam?
Ja, jou naam. Ek kan Afrikaans verstaan.
Ek moet jy Afrikaans praat,
Ja. Hoe waar jy Gesuibrand ontmoet?
Ons het 'n deal gemaak. Ons vat die bakeries na die wêreld.
Ah,
ja.
World bakery.
Een bakery op 'n date.
Ja, die plan is dat ons uiteindelik 'n bakkery in elke stad in die wêreld sal hê. En glo my, hier
in Kinshasa ook.
In Kinshasa en dan as ons reg suksesvol is, dan gaan ons na daai duur stede ook gaan soos Tokio en so.
Ja, blykbaar Kinshasa is 'n goeie begin.
Ja. en ek kan vir jou waarborg, ons is deur al sy rekords, hy is op geen manier betrokke by enige kriminele aktiwiteit of dwelmsmokkelarij nie.
Dwelm?
Dat is nie die waarheid. Ek het kriminele goede gedoen in my jong lewe, dat was lang keer.
Is hy op drugs?
Ek is nie op drugs nie, maar ek probeer die taal.
Dis prachtig.
Ek probeer die taal, maar kan.
Maar kan hy bak, Sybrand?
Kan ek bak?
Ja.
Ek kan bak, bietjie bak, ek kan scones bak, cook sisters bak. Kan jy die scones proe? No?
Ek proe hulle, ek ruik hulle. Okay, I think we should make some teas. Some teas of some coffee or some coffee, Sannes.
Oros.
What's your name? Sybrand.
Sybrand.
Oros, yes. Oh, it's going to be so lovely. I can't speak English as a character, but now I can. It's so nice. Oh, ek was so broer, Sybrand.
Wel, my broer is net buite in die kar, want hy gaan ons driver wees vir ons besigheid. Hy het sy werk verloor daar by Ouer Tambo. So ek trek hom in die besigheid in. Soos, selfs al gee ek hoe baie om vir geld, ek gee nog steeds om vir my familie, sien so liefdes is nog steeds in my hart. Reinhard! Hallo, Rita en Sybrand en jou collega meneer Kenny.
Kan ek iets vra?
Ja?
By die airport was jy 'n pilot?
Nee, ek was 'n air traffic controller.
By
Ouer Tambo daar op die R21.
Because now I was imagining the announcements.
Dit het nogal 'n rukkie gevat.
Maar het is interessant dat as 'n hakkelaar praat, beestong dat mens wol saamhakkel.
gebeur dikwels dat dat
diksels dat zijn
mensen dit wil doen, maar dan sê ek vir hulle, ek hakel nie as ek sing nie.
Ek zweet namens jou. O, hier die zweet parel op my voorkop. Ja, dit is interessant dat hakelaars nie hakel as hulle sing nie, ne?
Dis waar. Maar Rita, nou
maar
dat
daar was 'n ou wat gesing het, baby nou. Het hy nie gehakel nie?
Little Richard.
Ja. Little Richard. Wel, Kenny, lekker om jou te ontmoet.
Ja.
En?
Volgende keer sal ek die skoon saam met my bring.
Asseblief, want weet jy, as jy iets hoor, dis my maag wat rammel. Ek is so honger.
Het jy niks geëet vandag?
Net. Ek het nie, maar een skon, met stroor, strooiberries en room. Sybrand? Sybrand?
Room. Dit is vir my baie lekker.
Reinhard Fokhoff, Sybrand?
Ja, Reinhard, ons het nou genoeg gehad van jou. Gaan sit maar, wacht maar weer in die kar. Ja, hy is vreselik jaloers op my sukses van het ek besluit het, geld is belangriker as liefde.
Hoe lacht jy so?
Sies.
Hy is nog een evil laaf.
Dit was Konse story, aangebied deur Bodytech.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal sandwich baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? Een smakelike toebroodjie, een kraak vars slaai, of vars Franse brood met een verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels, of dalk een reuse gebakte aardappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy online bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel online by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Daar sê, dit was dan nou Bodytech en Sandwich Baron, because early on, Hannes, I played Bodytech when I said Sandwich Baron, so I fucked it up, so I wanted to make it like balanced again.
It's cross-pollinated marketing.
It is, but talking about cross-pollination and marketing, we are marketing the show that's going to be on the Grand West, and with Lisa, not a Z, Lisa, Gola, and all the other big stars, but for me, most important, yeah, go to Compu Ticket, buy your fucking ticket. But for me, it's important is that he is going to become a world star now. He's going to stay in London. I'm not invited, but I will watch
that
from
was
afar.
Very clear.
Yeah, that is fucking clear. Yeah.
That was,
Samba, are you going to go and try and
don't? No, I'm not going to visit. But from around, I'll go watch a show.
But don't do that. Don't go to him in London when he's in the Royal Albert Hall. So, remember me, I was on the Casper Rasper show.
I'll just shout from the back, hey, fuck you! You know, like,
Parliament.
That's what I'm
called for. Like, in the Parliament, just to remind him of home, you know? Like,
but you do movies, you do TV shows, you do stage shows, and so what are you going to do in London? Are you going to continue with that? Are you going to do
probably
TV? You say you're big in Australia? He's big in Australia.
No, I've got an audience developing there.
Well, the fact that they want you, they're big.
Is it your audience in Australia, is it English white South Africans who immigrated?
No.
It's locals.
Aborigines?
3 Aborigines like me. 3. The rest don't care.
Do you speak Aborigine?
No. I speak, no. Not at all.
I don't know if there is Aborigine talking.
There is.
Is there? How did this sound as it sound?
I don't know. I've watched the documentary when there were subtitles when the fuck I was speaking.
You know what we must do one day again is we must do learning a language and then we must learn Aborigine.
I think we should.
It used to be that every week.
But the Australians basically fucked the Aborigines, whatever you call them, out of existence. That's what they did. They had an actual government plan where we fuck them and then must forget their land.
What does fuck mean? Like make other
physically
babies?
Physically fuck them, yes.
To make like crossbreeds.
Yes. dilute the Aborigine blood.
Mm. Well, it's too late now. Too late to cry now. I'm sorry, yeah. Abbos. Now,
jeez, no, you can't say Abbos. That's
it's my favorite band from Sweden, the Abbos.
No, you just I love them. They're gonna revoke your visa.
He's very PC, hey?
He is, today.
Can't say a thing and then he gets offended.
I don't know.
But it has been wonderful to talk to you more than three sentences for the first time in my life.
Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, Hannes, for coming in.
Thank you for waiting for me.
It's a big pleasure. Samba, thank you very much for coming in. Have you got any projects that we must know about? What are you doing?
No, I'm not going to put that out to the...
You're a model. You're a
video hoe.
Video hoe. I saw you the other day on some magazine.
Yeah, I also just find my pictures in them. Like, what the fuck? And then, I don't know. Big things, hopefully. That's what everyone says. Yeah, 2017 is my year. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll see.
Now, I'm going to throw this on you, Luisa. Please, we have a thought of the week every week. And it goes like this.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal sandwich batter moet wees. Hulle lewer dit gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees?
Sandwich brand again. The fuck?
Oh, it's fucking mad. Okay, that was this. Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah.
And now the thought of the week brought to you by Luisa Gola.
If it hurts, take it to the doctor.
That's fantastic news.
That's what she said.
And don't what?
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Okay, so he's won that. And once again, we're going to go goodbye. And this time it's going to be forever. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's wonderful. Just wonderful.
Goodbye. Stay well. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Stay well. Bye-bye. Cliffcentral.com.